Rise and shine. 6 a.m. and your hand can't make it to the alarm clock before the voices in your head start telling you that it's too early, too dark, and too cold to get out of bed. Aching muscles lie still in rebellion, pretending not to hear your brain commanding them to move. A legion of voices are shouting their unanimous permission for you to hit the snooze button and go back to dreamland. But you didn't ask their opinion. The voice you've chosen to listen to is one of defiance. A voice that says there was a reason you...
The Grind. It's The Grind with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, Mr.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Wake up, everybody. Wake up. Scared y'all right at y'all sleep dinner. Man, we're going to get this thing popping in just a moment, man. We're going to do a roll call here.
Calm, don't start no trouble with me. Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me. Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to cuddle with me. You know how I like it when you loving on me. I don't wanna die for them to miss me. Yes, I see the things that they wishing on me. Hope I got some brothers that outlive me. They gon' tell the story was different with me. God's plan, God's plan. I hold back, sometimes I won't, yeah. I feel good, sometimes I don't, yeah. I finesse down Western Road, yeah. Might go down to G-O-D, yeah. Wait. I go hard on Southside G, yeah. Wait. I make sure that Northside E. And still, bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wish and 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 on me. Bad things, it's a lot of bad things that they wish and 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 on me. Yeah. Hey, hey. She say, do you love me? I tell her only partly. I only love my bed and my mom, I'm sorry. 50 dub, I even got it tatted on me. 81, they'll bring the crashers to the party. And you know me, turn the 02 into the 03, dog. Without 40 Ollie, there be no me. Imagine if I never met the broskies. God's plan, God's plan. I can't do this on my own, hey, no. Someone watching it close, yup, yeah, close. I've been me since Scarlet Road, hey, road, hey. Might go down as G-O-D, yeah, wait. I go hard on Southside G, hey, wait. I make sure that Northside E, yeah. And still, bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wishing and wishing and wishing and wishing they wishing on me. Yeah, yeah. Bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wishing and wishing and wishing and wishing they wishing on me. Yeah.
Man, why my music trying to skip this morning? What's up with that? What's up with that? What's up, everybody, man? Welcome to the Grind, man. You are live, whether you know it or not. You are live on the Grind, man. Welcome to all of y'all out in Blog Talk Radio land. If you're listening live on the actual Blog Talk platform, that means you are logged into www.blogtalkradio.com. That's the Grind 101. And, of course, my dog is barking. What's up? What's up, Paris? You know on the radio? I'm doing all that barking. Come here. Come on. Say hello to everybody. She's doing all that barking this morning. Say y'all live on the Grind. Say all I want to do is chase some lizards. Say I'm trying to get outside to do my thing. So what's up, everybody, man? We chilling on the Grind this morning, man. Some of y'all chimed in on YouTube. And if you chimed in on YouTube, then that means you're following me on. Go follow me on YouTube, Nathan McCray. Some of you are logged in right here on the Facebook Live. Man, appreciate you guys coming on. Hopefully everybody's able to get on and comment. Let's see who we have, man. Great morning, Cheryl Williams. Welcome to the Grind. You're a live young lady. Thank you for jumping on, Brian McCray. Welcome to the Grind, my lovely daughter. yes, Paris. Who else we have on here? Great morning, Mr. Jay Atkinson. You are the superstar, sir. Welcome to the Grind, man. You are live. Rosie Scott, welcome to the Grind. Great morning from Philadelphia. Sean Jackson Hughes, what's up, young lady? Welcome to the Live. You are live on the Grind, man. Paris is shaking. I think she want to get down. What's wrong, girl? Miss Gemma James, welcome to the Grind, man. This is the realest show ever. Thank you for jumping on, young lady. Always great to see you here. Great morning, great morning, great morning. Let's flip over here. Let's flip over just another platform over, guys, and I got to get on that outside part because I don't want to miss anybody. Let's go. Hold on, guys, because we're going to get into some good stuff this morning. Why are you shaking, girl? Why are you shaking? Brian, why are you shaking? Yeah. Hold on, guys. Yeah. Okay. I see y'all over there on YouTube, man. All right, everybody, man. Welcome to the Grind. I'm going to put Paris down. Think about it because you're doing a bunch of shaking. I'm trying to get outside. I ain't trying to deal with you right now. Hold on. All right. So, again, welcome, everybody, man. What happened this weekend, man? I know Mother's Day just passed. Yeah, she's nervous about being on the radio, man. Absolutely. I know Mother's Day just passed, man. Hopefully all your mothers had a great Mother's Day. Man, it's a very emotional day. That day without mamas, man. What would we do without mamas? Nothing, because we wouldn't be here. Wouldn't be here without daddy's either, right? Without the donation and the fertilization, without all of that process, none of this would happen. But, man, there's something special about mamas, man, because they carry you in their belly for 9 months. They go through this pain that they go through. They go and their feet swell. Everything kind of blows up, and they go through all of these mood swings Man, it's not a pretty scenario, man. But I always told him, Brianna, tell you, man, I always said that if I did that one time, I believe I would be like, nah, I'm good. After I felt the pain one time, I don't even know what it feels like, but I can just imagine what it feels like to give birth. I can't even empathize. What's going on, Bob? Welcome to Grind, young lady. I can't even empathize because I can't put myself in your shoes. I can't feel that. I can empathize, but no, I can't really feel that, what you guys feeling, you know, all the emotions that you're feeling during that moment. But when you give birth to that child, man, it's a beautiful thing. And that, I believe that's what makes you want to do it all over again. It's just something that God put on the inside of you that makes you, that gives you that thing that says, I got to do this again because look what I got. Out into the golf course and hitting that perfect shot, hitting that long putt, keeps you coming back, even though you may have hit 15 balls in the woods, right? It keeps you coming back because you want to get that same feel again of hitting that perfect drive, that perfect fairway shot, that perfect putt. So you keep coming back. So I would imagine that it's something like that, right? But anyway, again, belated Happy Mother's Day to everybody. Man, I got the opportunity to see, my mom this weekend, and there's a lot of you out there, like my wife, Pam. She's not able to, you know, see her mom. Basically, your mom is here, you know, in her heart. You may have lost your mom's, you know, recently or some time ago. And so it's a very emotional day. You know, it's a very emotional day for a lot of people. So, you know, it's, you know, she was able to go down and spend some time with my mom. And let me tell you a little bit about my mom, because she is quite the character. Let me take a coffee break before I talk about her. And then we're going to do one more song, man. We can jump right here. What's going on, Karen? Hey, great morning, young lady. Thanks for jumping on the grind. Jay says Tampa was amazing this weekend. Absolutely, Jay. Absolutely. You and Sonya looking very, very dapper too there, sir. I need to tell you that. Looking very, very sharp, man. Very sharp. So man, my mom, you know, my mom. I gotta tell you, man, you know, I love my mom. We're gonna talk a little bit about that this morning, get to some of this. But you know, every time I see my mom, you know, I look at her and it's always joy. You know, it's always me, you know, seeing her in the eyes of a son, you know, in the eyes of a child. You see your mom because you know that she, you know, she has nothing but love for you. Your mama always got nothing but love for you. You know, even though sometimes she not show it, it's nothing but love. But, you know, here's my mom. My mom is. She had an accident a little bit, right? I guess about a year ago now, maybe, right? She was riding this bicycle and she fell off the bicycle and fractured her collarbone. She keeps saying she broke it, but she actually fractured her collarbone, right? So I didn't let her have that one, right? So she broke her collarbone, and so she's not able to lift her arm the way she wants to lift it. So so she watches the news a lot. You gotta know me. I don't watch the news because it's depressing, but my mom is kind of one of those people, and she's kind of set in her ways, and you're not gonna get her, to really get out of her way, you know, out of the way that she is, and because she's made up in her mind that this is what it is. So she wants to watch the news. She's gonna keep watching the news no matter what you say. So you may as well just get accustomed to her watching the news. CNN is rolling 24/7 around the McCray crib in Lakeland, Florida. All right, the TV over here, guys, is typically always dark until my son Jaden comes in and finishes his homework and turns the TV on. But you know, I was talking to her and I said, you know, Mom, life and death is in the power of the tongue. You know, you're speaking the things, you know, because she said, son, I just do what I can, you know. And you know, I'm going to make good use of the time that I have here on earth. And it's kind of like a bittersweet thing. It's kind of like a positive negative. It's kind of like a push-pull type thing because, you know, she wants to be able to do more, but she can't really do more. I can tell that, you know, wearing on her a little bit, you know, and I can see not frustration, but I can see almost like that. This is what I got to deal with. So I got to deal with it. And I can see the tiredness in her eyes. I can see the tiredness in my head. Maybe it's because I'm 74 years old. So, you know, you look at it and you want the best for your parents and you want the best for your kids and you want the best for everybody around you. And I'm saying that because we're going to talk about something that's going to be very, very, I don't want to say sensitive, but it's going to be, everybody's going to be able to relate to it. So hey, what's going on, Dee Dee? Great morning. Welcome to the grind. But I want to be able to talk about it because I want people to be able to understand how to get through it. And I definitely want to touch on it because, you know, what we do on this show, man, is absolutely we bridge gaps, right? We bridge gaps. And, you know, by bridging those gaps, we have to say some things that a lot of people may not be willing to say, but we say them. Hey, good morning, Sheila Blanche. Welcome to the grind. We say them because not out of hate, not out of spite, but we say them out of love, because, you know, you guys know what I always say, much rather hurt your feelings than harm your future. And a lot of people may see, no matter what you say or how, no matter how you say it, a lot of, you know, people may be very, very sensitive, and you may hurt their feelings for a moment, but it's just for a moment until they realize, you know what, I needed that. You know, the medicine is always kind of nasty in the beginning until you realize that it was helping you, right? So, guys, if I miss anybody, you know, flash your greeting back up on the screen. Flash your comment back up on the screen. If you had the opportunity to spend some time with mom this weekend, or your parents, all flash on the screen. Whatever you want to say about, just, you know, about Mother's Day. But, you know, let's keep this thing rolling, because I'm excited about this show just like every other show, guys. And I got to tell you, you know, when I wake up in the morning and I start moving around, you know, things start to come to me. Great morning to Shani Moore. Thanks for jumping on the grind. You know, great things start to come to me, and I never really want to script out, you know, anything for the show. I may make some bullet points, but at the end of the day, you know, I really want to be led, you know, by what. And sometimes, guys, my mind just gets cluttered and clouded. And I used to think that that was me. I thought I had a block, and I'm like, you know, what's blocking me? Who's blocking me? But it was really God telling me, I just want you to say what I want you to say. I want to use you as a vessel. I want to speak through you, and I don't want you to write it down. I want you. There are some days I do write some stuff down, but most days, you know, he just wants me to be that vessel. I want to speak through you, and I want to say what I want to say. And I want to say this. This morning I woke up, and a lot of things going through my mind. A lot of things in my mind, and you know, got a lot of stuff going on, and you know, none of it's bad, it's good stuff. But you know, I got a call this morning from my best friend Jeff Basil, and he was telling me, he said, you know, the thing that's just coming to mind this morning, and you know, we often talk, you know, first thing in the morning. He said, the thing that's coming to mind, you know, this morning is that, you know, I want to always be grateful, not just to be grateful in when things are good, but also be grateful when things are bad. How many of y'all know that that's one of those things that's hard to, easy to say, but harder to do? And it falls along the lines, as you know, it's sexy to say it, but sexier to do it. But hard to be sexier, you know, on that one, when you're actually going through. And we both started to kind of reminisce on things that happened in the past, because we've been able to, you know, build business together. We've had some success in business. We've had our share of failures in business. And, you know, not long ago, we started a brand new radio show. And I have to ask him, I think it was, you know, maybe about 4 or 5 months now, maybe a little more that it's been running. And, you know, he's having tremendous success. And, you know, I want to play his promo, because, you know, when you have a person that's able to, that you can, it's like an iron sharpens iron situation. He'll call me up, and he may be stuck about something. I'll call him up, and I say, what do you think about this? Or, you know, we bounce things off of one another. And you got to have that person in your life that you know, that you can bounce things off of. And the person has to be very level-headed. The person can't be that person that, you know, is just like a, you know, shoots from his hip all the time, and he just doesn't really know what's going on. Just appears to sometimes have it going on, or maybe hit the mark sometimes. It's got to be that person that's consistent, committed, you know, to doing what's right, to doing what's good, you know. And that's Jeff Battle, man. So, you know, he's got an amazing radio show, and I'll tell you a little bit about it here in a moment. But guys, listen, you know, I want you to listen to the promo. Then we're gonna get into what we talk about. You know, I believe it's important to be able to, you know, to hear what goes on not only just this show, but other uplifting radio shows as well, and shows in general, because you never want to jump on the show, because always the bitterness, it's hard to monetize. It's hard to sell bitterness. But most people will identify with bitterness, but you certainly can't sell bitterness. So most people don't want to buy that for themselves. But guys, listen to the promo. We'll be right back. Here live on the grind, ladies and gentlemen.
We've turned into conversations with uncompromised pastors.
Clean that up for you because it's an awesome show. And that's tonight, actually, every Tuesday. That has to be tonight. So our shows are on this. Mine is the morning, his is the night. So, guys, make sure you jump on www.aumaradio.com and you'll be able to hear, as they said, them rightly divide the word of truth, guys. And you'll be able to actually hear some great stuff, man. Some great stuff. And, you know, I love it because when you jump on, it's not just. Not just another show that's talking about God. It's not just another show that's thumbing through the Bible. You know, much like this show, you know, it's uncompromised conversation with uncompromised pastors. And you guys know what I mean when I say compromise. They're rightly dividing. You guys got me now? Can you hear me? Hopefully. Let me know if you guys can hear me. It looks like everything is up and running a little bit. Somebody let me know if you guys can still hear me. No? Can't hear me? All right, so I'm still live. I am still live. Let's see. Somebody said they could not hear me. And I'm not seeing any more comments pop up on my screen. So let me make sure that we are connected all the way through. Hold on. Technology, I tell you. All right, so maybe I fold up. Let's do this. See if we can unfreeze this thing. All right, so I'm not seeing any comments, so I see my people out there in Blog Radio Land. So we're going to keep moving along, man. You know, it's going to have to unfreeze because I don't want to end the broadcast on Facebook. If you guys want to go to the Grind Radio, go to the Grind Radio or my YouTube channel, actually. Go to McCray on my YouTube channel, and you'll be able to see there as well. So man, let's jump into a song right quick because I want to play it and give the platform time. It needs to unstick itself. Hold on, guys. Hold on. I want to do this. This is exactly the song I want to play too. It's called Hang On. Hang On. Yeah. All right, so guys, we'll be right back.
The Grind. It's The Grind with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, Mr. Big Star.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
All right, everybody, we are back, man, live on The Grind. I had to kill the other platform. You know, man, I've heard that that I've been having some problems with that platform. Some people can't get, some people can actually comment on that platform. So we just went back to the basics. We were on the regular Facebook now, trying to see if this is going to work for us. But guys, place your comments here, and we'll see if we can actually see them and scroll from here as well. May not be as fancy, but guess what? Fancy ain't always the best way to go. So, man, let's jump right into this thing, man, because you heard Kira Shear saying, hold on, you know, or hang on. Whatever you do, hold on, hang on, hang on. But what we're talking about this morning, man, is being able to rejoice in the storm, basically, right? Can you rejoice in the storm? That sounds good. It may be a little more challenging or harder to do, you know. I see you guys chiming in. I see you guys. Come on, come on. It may be a little more challenging to do, but, you know, when you say it, it sounds good, right? People go through a lot of things in life. They really do. Good morning, Vicky. People go through a lot of things in life, and as people are going through things in life, you know, you get people that are telling them, you know, hey, what's going on, Jackie Bash? Really good to see you again, young lady. Pam told me you couldn't get on the other platform, man. So maybe it was God wanting to tell her, hey, you know, you got to come back on the regular Facebook platform. So here we are, man. Here we are. So man, sometimes you have to rejoice, man, in that thing, in the storm, and that's harder to do because I remember one of the things that that really started to move me mentally to the next phase. Awesome, awesome. Love you too, Jackie, man. Thank you. You know, it one of the things me to the next phase was when I had that mental shift, when I realized to stop saying, hey man, you got to stop saying that if things get any worse, I don't know what I'm gonna do, because every single time that I said that, man, things got worse. So then it came to me, God just says, rejoice in the storm. And it's funny because God, the way God pulls things together, it's amazing. Because I'm sitting at my coffee table this morning and I'm having my coffee, you know, and I'm just thinking about some things, and I get a call from my friend, and he said, you know, when we started reminiscing, you know, Nate, man, you know, when we were, you know, we would call each other up and we would always just only talk about, when we would talk about the things that were going bad, right? When things are, man, I can just get my hands on this amount of money, just a little bit of money. If I can get this, if I can just get that, right? If I can just get that thing, a little bit of money, then I believe everything will be okay. I think I can make it through, right? And then you have that kind of talk. That's the one kind of talk that you have, right? Then the kind of talk that you have is that uplifting, positive talk when you're actually through the storm, right? So you're through the storm. You've got the pre-storm and you've got the after the storm. So the pre-storm is, man, I wish I had this or I don't have that. Man, if I can just get my hands on just $50 or just $100 or just $1,000. When we're going through, we don't ask for more than we need, right? Just give me the light bill. Just give me the light bill. And when you're going through, that's that pre-storm. And then there's the post-storm. When you get through it, that thing torn you up, or you finally get the money or you get the resource you need, and then that's that after-the-storm talk. Man, God is so good. God is good. Oh, man, this is, you know, he's awesome. Always right on time. But speaking that thing as though it was, you know what I'm saying, even though it was not. So you're here in the pre-storm talking pre-storm talk when you should be talking post-storm talk while you're in the pre-storm, right? While you're in the midst of the storm, if you're talking that talk, it's like you're sitting there telling the devil, hit me again, lift your chin up, hit me again, that don't hurt. You got to have that. If you don't have that, if you don't rejoice in the storm, then you shouldn't feel right rejoicing after the storm, right? So we were talking this morning. We're like, yeah, I'm like, I remember that. And he said, you know, he
I said, you know, and people need to understand that they need to, when they're in the midst of the storm. Now, don't get me wrong, guys. I know that when you're in the midst of something, man, the one of the last things that you want to do is talk positive about your situation, because it's not that way yet. But faith is having faith in the things that you don't see yet, right? But you believe that they're going to happen. So you have faith that they are, and that's what actually bridges the gap between the pre-storm and the post-storm. The faith and the belief bridges that gap, and before long, you look at you rejoicing in your situation, and God makes the way, and that thing goes smooth, and you go from your pre-storm all the way across the bridge into your rejoice storm. Right now, you're rejoicing on the other side. Why? You're going to rejoice anyway, because time waits for no man. Things are going to happen regardless of what you do. They're going to progress either the negative or the positive. The way it's going to progress, it's going to get past the moment that you're in right now, right? So when you start to rejoicing, I fully believe, guys, and I've seen this in action. When you start to rejoice while you're in storm, the actual solution, the bridge, It's like they're laying boards over the bridge, and now you're able to start walking across the bridge, because remember, nothing happens in the physical until it happens in the mental. So right now, on this show this morning, somebody's going through some stuff. I'm not going to be no televangelist. I'm not no pastor. I'm not no bishop. I'm not no none of that. But what I am telling you is that I'm going to keep practicing to you guys this morning and tell you that everything happens in the spiritual. Everything happens in the mental. Those two are connected. Nothing happens physically until it happens here. So there's somebody on this show this morning that's going through something right now, and you're wondering how you're going to get it. You're wondering how it's going to pan out for you. You're wondering whether or not you're going to make it through the storm. I'm here to tell you this morning, stop worrying about the storm that you're going through. You're going to go through it regardless, because if you haven't paid the light bill, then the light's going to be off until you get the money. I'm trying to show you guys how to make the post-storm come, you know, sooner than it's supposed to be here, right? So the lights are going to get, the lights are off, the lights are going to be off until you pay the money to cut them back on, right? Or God send somebody to pay that money. The lights are going to be off, right? Your car is going to be out for repossession until you get the pass-through balance that you need to pay off that pass-through balance. So the repo man is going to be looking for your car, right? No matter what, your mortgage is going to be due, your lights, your water, all of that is going to be due if you haven't paid it. But you rejoice in the storm, you start putting the things in place the way they're supposed to be placed, because when you don't rejoice in the storm is when you stay in the pre-storm, and now you're in the storm, all you're doing is putting a negative out. Then guess what? You're attracting more negative to you. And what's God doing? God's going to pass you right by, because he's looking for somebody that can have that old mentality to rejoice in the storm. Lord, you know, you killed all my cattle. You killed all my horses. You know, you done broke me down. I got sickness. I've lost my wife. I've lost my kids. Lord, I'm losing this. I'm losing that. You know, I'm losing everything, but I'm yet still holding on. I'm not going to curse you. I'm not going to curse you, because I trust and believe that all of this is going to work out in my favor. And the things that happen, I trust and believe in you, that is for the further of your kingdom. I believe that you're doing them for a reason. And we always say, guys, I don't just say it to say it, everything happens for a reason. Whether you know it now or you discover it later, right? We talk about the medicine. The medicine is nasty in the beginning. You're like, oh, that's nasty. You can concentrate on the nasty. But what you don't realize is that the nasty going in has no preservative. There's no preservatives in it. There's nothing to make it taste good, because you're getting a raw medicine in its natural state, and that doesn't taste good, because there's something that happened for you to get to the medicine point, right? So now you need medicine. It's got to be nasty. It's got to hurt you a little bit, because if it doesn't hurt you a little bit, if it ain't a little nasty, then guess what? You won't remember it as something that you don't need to do again. You just keep doing it again. You're saying medicine is nasty. I hate this. And you're taking that same medicine. You're laying on that same nail. You won't get off, but until it's sharp enough, when it gets sharp enough, you get off. You stop doing the things you used to do. do. And therefore, you're going to figure out that eventually the storms that you have to be in are going to diminish. You don't have to be in so many storms. Do what you're supposed to do here. When you get to the bridge, you can cross the bridge, get to the other side. I didn't say the storm would come. All I'm trying to help you do is minimize the amount of storms that you get. And when you do go through a storm, you're able to pull the post-storm scenario to you a lot quicker, because now you're learning the lesson in the storm that you should have learned before the storm to not put yourself in the storm, right? So all that may be a little confusing, but what I'm telling you guys is that you got to trust and believe that God has you in what you're in right now for a reason. Ultimately, he's going to get glory for what you're going through. And realize, guys, God's no respect to person. I want you guys to understand that. He's no respect to person. If he'll take Job's whole family away from him to prove a point, then who's to say he's going to do to anybody? But how do we make sure that we live the fullest life that we can live? It's by understanding the things that we do to get us in the storm, right? You know my saying, guys, I'm not going to walk you up to the bridge and turn around and walk away. I want to show you how to get past the bridge. I'm never going to tell you things that I don't know I haven't been through. I'm going to always tell you stuff that's been a part of my life or is a part of my life, guys, or it's something that I know I'm striving for. I'm taking you along with me. The storms are going to come, but can you minimize the storm? Absolutely. It's the things that you know you're supposed to do that you're not doing. If you know you're supposed to be doing X in order to keep Z away, you know, then make sure you're doing X. And then now you've minimized those storms coming into your life. They're going to come. I'm telling you, man, every time you start to try and move up, guys, gravity is going to try to pull you down. So you got to be able to take the hits. But the more you are prepared to take the hits, guys, the better off you're going to be. They're going to come. I'm going to tell you, they're going to come. So don't think that they're not. All right. I want you guys to fully understand that. Right? So I want to comment, guys. I'm back on my old platform. Monique Williams says, God is using you. Amen. 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 So on your gear because they rejoice in the storm. Absolutely. I mean, so it's and if we don't learn how to really, as they say, dance in the rain, then we'll never figure out how to get past the situation that we're in. And yet, we'll never figure out how to actually get through, get away from the situations that we're headed toward. The signs are always there. The signs are there. We just kind of like, we dismiss them or we ignore them because we don't think that can be us. I'll give you guys the great ladies. You're walking through, and I talk to Pam about this all the time. You know, you have to be more security conscious than you are right now, right? You can't be the person that never thinks anything's going to happen to me. Right, you go to the store late at night, you know, and you park your car and you're on the phone and you get out of the car and you're on the phone because you think that you've risen above the storm and you have not risen above the storm. Somebody could be plotting against you the whole time. You'll be oblivious to what's going on. You get out of your car at night. Next thing you know, you get taken hostage. And next thing you know, you get robbed because you never thought it could be me. And I'm here to tell you, things happen to people and never think they would have been the one that think this happened. Story after story. There's some people on this line right now, some things happened to them that they never would have believed or imagined that it would have happened to them. They thought that stuff only happened on the news. They thought it only happened to other people. It happens to anybody that doesn't foresee the things that are coming. You can't tell the future. I get it, man. Tell the future. You can visualize things and be very aware of what's going around you. And I'm gonna say this, you know, I want to say to all of my people on Blog Talk Radio, you know, jump on, man, jump on Facebook Live. We're gonna continue for another 10 minutes and interesting, but jump on Facebook Live, and you'll be at the end of this. But thank you guys for right here on Blog Talk Radio with the grind, guys. You're live, and now we'll see you guys on Thursday for the next segment, guys. And we're gonna into something juicy for everybody in Blog Talk Radio land. But we're going to end that segment in Blog Talk Radio land, guys, and say thank you guys for jumping on. So So we're not going to end that whole episode, but it's going to end on its own. But nonetheless, man, you know, I want everybody just to understand what happens in life if you're not aware of what's going on around you. Because a lot of people walk through life, you know, and it's like they're walking around in a fog. And there's so many ways I can spin this. Tashani says, never in a million years thought it would happen to me, but it did. Absolutely. And that was, never realized that's going to happen to you, but it does, right? And you're standing there like, what happened? How in the world did this happen to me? Because the signs were there. You didn't see the writing on the wall, or you didn't think the writing on the wall was for you. You know, guys, we always talk about, in business, we talk about the curve. You know, the curve looks like this, okay? This is how the curve looks. That's the curve. This is you, okay? And this is where you want to be, okay? This is where you want to be, right? So in business, unless you can get from here to here quicker than everybody else, then you're not going to make the money that you want to make. So what do you have to do? All right, this is point A. And this is point B. You have to spin the curve. If you want to get from here to here, you got to decrease the learning curve, because we all know first the market gets, as they say, early bird gets the worm, and in everything that we do, right? So no matter what the initiative, no matter what you're selling, no matter what service you're selling, you got to figure out how you can do that thing faster, stronger, better than everybody else. Christian, talk about, you know, as we start our mastermind tour, guys, we're going to talk about some of this stuff, but we're going to talk about how you can take your mindset and, you know, not to hurt people, but to project and propel yourself to the next level, because you got to get from point A to point B as quick as possible. So the quickest route to get from one point to the next is a straight line. But some people insist on allowing the curve to get them. And you can take this in every aspect of what you do, the spiritual, the physical, the mental, your business, your personal life, your relationship, your family life, whatever it is, you have to figure out how you can run ahead of the curve in order to straighten the curve. It's like you're getting to the other end of that curve. Right? You get to the other end of that curve. You ran there and you say, okay, before I got to go to this curve, I got to pull this thing and I gotta straighten it out. And how do I straighten it out? Remember, I ain't going to get you to the edge and walk backwards for you. Okay? I want to get you to the edge and then help you get over the bridge. How do you straighten out the curve? It's not your skill set. It's your mindset. It's the way you think. Because when you change the way you look at the things that you look at, the things that you look at change. And that's simple. Bottom line. You can take it out and put it in your pocket and smoke it all day. It works. It flies every single time. Change the way you look at it. How can I affect change? How can I actually take what I have right now, get different than anybody else is doing? I say recreate it. I said BASF. BASF is the company that says, I don't make the paint. I don't make the wheel. I just make it better. What's your wow factor? We're going to talk about that on the tour. What's your wow factor? What is that thing that only you can do that nobody else can do the way you do it? Sure, if you have no wow factor, then you will have no success. Let me rephrase that. If you have no wow factor, you will leave money on the table. You will have a level of success, but you will not achieve all that you were intended to achieve. And I don't know any other way to put that. You have to find your niche to get rich. I'm telling you, I can bring all of these cliches in, and I can tell you exactly how you need to tap into each one of them and get out what you need to get out. And that's called bridging the gap. And until you know the bridge gaps, those gaps are going to get wider and wider. Before long, you look at your whole life, be it personal, be it spiritual, be it physical, whatever it is, you look at your whole life at the Grand Canyon, and you'll think in your mind that there's no way I can get from this side of the Grand Canyon to that side of the Grand Canyon. Evel Knievel couldn't jump over there to meet the guy. Evel Knievel was trying to do it in the physical. I watched John Daly I watched John Daly try to hit a golf ball over the Grand Canyon. It took him a lot of tries to get to finally get that ball over. You know why? Because his mindset was, I'm going to hit this ball as hard as I could. Then he got smart. He said, you know what? I'm going to wait until the wind picks up the right way because I need the wind to help me get this ball. I don't have enough physical strength to get the ball over there on my own. So I got to change the way I look at this thing. And this thing that I'm looking at will change. Nothing changes until you change it. And people think that it's physical. No, it starts with you. And if you don't change it mentally, nothing will happen physically. Now, you get those phantom, those little phantom moments of success. Phantom moments of success. And as you get those phantom moments, you think you've arrived. But you have not arrived yet. That's considered a trick of the enemy, right? That's okay, let me give them a little bit, you know, but you're not ready for that little bit. So when you get the little bit, you squander it. You get the little bit, you know, you thought you had it, but you don't. That was just to stop you from the path that you were on. That was just to stop you from taking those hits. It's like, you know, warm, cold, right? You know, you say, oh, you're getting warm, you get warm. No, you're getting cold, you're walking the wrong way. When you start to get warm, the enemy is just gonna try to throw you off the path, off the scent of what you're trying to achieve. So some of us pull up so quick, we pull up too early in our path. We pull up too early. And as we pull up, every time we sacrifice the thing that we could have had. And it's the things that you're right at that area and you think you're there and you're not. Remember what I say to you guys. Every time you think you've arrived, you have not arrived because when it comes to success, there is no endpoint. I don't care who you are. You can get to the very top. You can have all of this money and you can think that you've arrived, but you have not arrived because with every level comes another devil. With every level comes another layer that you have to peel back. To whom much is given, much is required. And I'm telling you right now, it stands firm every single time you've arrived. There's always something else to do. Right? So guys, you know, I just wanted to give you guys a taste, you know, of some of the stuff that we're going to really, the gaps that we're going to bridge on when we start the tour. Guys, we do know for a fact that in July, the tour will start in Atlanta. In Atlanta, Georgia, we're going to have some surprises for you guys in Atlanta. We'll let you guys know what the dates will be. And when we start, guys, you know, all I'm going to say is bring your business hat, bring your personal hat, bring your emotional hat, bring all your hats out of your closet because we want to bridge the gap on all of those hats and show you guys how to circumvent and to surmount every challenge that you have, you know, based on the way that you think and be able to master your mindset in any situation and, you know, not allow things to stretch you out, but understand how what strategy to actually deploy to actually get where you want to be and to get out of what you want to get out of in life, right? You got to be able to move through things smoothly, you know, as long as you can. And when rough spots come, guys, you're able to handle those rough spots because that's what you're going to learn, guys, when you come to the Master Your Mindset Tour. So, Monique, stay anointing. Darts come, but they won't stick. Absolutely. Some of us have darts and some of us have axes. Some of us have pitchforks. There's shovels. There's some butcher knives. There's all kinds of stuff that's going to come at you, guys. Once you start your move and once you start your ascent, guys, be it forward or vertical, you're gonna get a lot of adversity. But you know what? It's not gonna be adversity that you can't handle once you master your mindset, once you control those controls, once you understand that you were empowered to empower, and once you start leading in your own life before you try to lead in somebody else's life, guys, things are gonna start to open up for you. You're gonna start to realize that, wow, why didn't I do this a lot sooner? Why didn't I pick this thing up and start running with the ball and understand that I'm going to take some hits, but I got to take these hits. There's no shortcuts. Once you realize that there are no shortcuts, guys, then you're going to absolutely start moving through life. You know, I'm not going to say that you're going to move through smoothly as you want, but guess what? Some things are already rough anyway. So you're moving through rough. Why not move through going forward and vertical as things are rocky and you're able to circumvent and surmount all those challenges? So guys, you know, I want to make sure I'm not missing anything today. Again, chime in tonight. For those of you that may not have heard the promo, my best friend Jeff Battle, he's a bishop. We've been through a lot. Some of you guys have heard me talk about him. We've been through a lot together. We talk a lot. Iron Sharpens Iron, his show comes on tonight at from 6 to 8. He got a two-hour show, him and Pastor Camilla Sims actually do. It's not your average show, guys, just like this isn't your average show. They come on and they really divide the word of God, uncompromised pastor, uncompromised conversation, making sure that, guys, you're able to get what you're actually, what you're supposed to get out of the word of God, guys, without any intent of actually swing you, you know, to do something that's going to make you that's going to make you uncomfortable. But you know, there's always the being comfortable in the uncomfortable, because that causes the growth, man. So jump on tonight from 6 to 8, AUMARadio.com, Bishop Jeff Battle and Pastor Camilla Sims, and you're able to jump in, guys. And you can actually hear them rightly divide the word, man. It's a very uplifting show. Come on there sometimes myself and give some insight as well. So very, very good. So, Joyce in the Storm, guys, if you want to send me an email, thegrind04@gmail.com. Send me an email there, shoot me a DM or an inbox, however you want to get at me, guys, comments, whatever it is that you want to give, guys. But we are making history here live on the grind. Guys, but right now we're in-house. We're in-house. And as you see those things that are not as though they were, right now, guys, it's called vision. You see things transpiring, and you stay in the future and not live in the present, guys. Then you have to keep moving forward. So, guys, rejoice in your storm right now, today, and moving forward, and you'll start to see your post storm start moving a little closer to you, guys, and you'll get out of what you're in a lot quicker. So, God bless you, guys, man. Let's take you out here with a song. Definitely want to play some Toby Mac, because I love that dude, man. We have a lot of diversity on this show. And we love, you know, all music and want to be able to bridge the gap for any and everybody that wants to chime in, guys. So a little bit, Mac, I just need you, man. And he's talking about God, man. So love you guys. See you guys bright and early on Thursday morning at 8 a.m., man. God bless you guys.
I just need. life went